Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, I don't talk on the bands, nothing. I just listen. I've always had for years. I'm a shortwave nut, and I have a collection of really nice shortwave radios here that cover long wave to 30. Above 30, I don't know anything. And on my desk here, I have a Yaesu FRG8800 communications receiver. I listen for the Steve Beers now and then, and la 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 when I have it on. I check the ham bands, and anything I can tune in past the noise, I'm happy with. And but like I said, 20 seems to reject the most of the electronics in the house. But when I go up there and tune through it, I know it's upper sideband. They don't. Sometimes it's just dead up there. Hey, what do you put now, power wise, in your mobile on 20?
And mobile, I got, it's a 100-watt rig. I just run 100 watts. I got the antenna towards, well, one of them towards the back, one towards the center of the van. Try to keep the RF back away from me, but, you know, it's a low frequency. Right here I'm on 50 watts for GMRS. What was I going to say? Yeah, what are you using for an antenna for 20 at the QTH?
It's just a random antenna. It's in my window. They won't let me. Homeowners thing won't let me stick anything on the roof, or I'd be getting my license and transmitting. It's just a random whip antenna. That's all it is, there, Roger.
All right, yeah, Roger that. Yeah, another thing you can do maybe is look it up online how to make a 20-meter center-fed dipole. Just some wire. I made all my antennas at the house. I got a 40 meter inverted and then a 20 meter inverted dipole, and then some other antennas too. But the homemade ones, they're real simple. They don't take up too much inventory, you know, for 20 meters. It's a smaller wire that you might be able to just tie to the bottom of a tree and just run it flat top. And just in the backyard, tie it off to the house or something, you know, or whatever. You know, a couple trees or whatever you got. Even a couple tripods. Just make sure you got some insulated, like, you know, some string or something at the end of both ends of the wire. And you'd be good to go. You'll probably clean up a lot of that mess.